Hamas's grim souvenir gifts to Israeli hostages anger Palestinians. By John Hayward on February 18, 2025. Palestinians are reportedly outraged by the habit Hamas has developed of presenting its hostages with gift bags upon their release. The National on Monday quoted a 36-year-old Gazan named Al-Amatar expressing anger that Hamas would lavish a pair of gold earrings upon the daughter of an Israeli-American it kidnapped. From the moment I saw the earrings given to the prisoner for his daughter, I felt nothing but pain and heartbreak. Why did all of this happen? What was the point of all this chaos? For what reason was our life destroyed? And at what cost? Wailed Matar, whose wife and 6-year-old daughter were allegedly killed by an Israeli airstrike during the war Hamas started. Matar did not reportedly note that his wife and daughter would still be alive if Hamas terrorists had not paraglided into Israeli settlements to perpetrate an orgy of rape, murder, and kidnapping on October 7, 2023. While people around the world are angry at Hamas for mocking their hostages by giving them parting gifts, the Palestinians quoted by The National were mad at the terrorists for splurging on gifts for their kidnapped victims while Gaza still lies in ruins. Why does he get a gift to take to his daughter while I was dying to hold mine, only for her to be killed? Why is her mother still buried under the rubble? And no one cares enough to retrieve her so we can at least build a grave for her. Even if there is a message behind this, why don't they consider our feelings? What could possibly justify all this pain? Matar complained. The gold gift, I keep thinking, what was the purpose behind it? And how many devastated mothers are out there, grieving the loss of their children? Asked another Gazan, a 38-year-old woman named Hinan Jamal who said some of her friends lost children in the war. What really matters to the world is international opinion. The grief of hundreds of thousands of Palestinian families? That doesn't seem to matter at all, she said. A few other Palestinians supported the Hamas gifts for propaganda reasons, including a 34-year-old refugee named Al Abarud, who thought handing goodie bags to people abducted during an act of unspeakable savagery might balance the moral scales. We see that Al-Qassam sent presents to the Israeli prisoners. These gifts may have symbolic meanings, one of them being that, as Muslims, we treat enemy prisoners according to Islamic teachings. This approach can also be beneficial for the prisoner's psychological state, said Barud. Al-Qassam is the term for the armed branch of an Islamist political movement. It sends a message to Israeli society that, despite everything, the killing, the destruction, the Palestinian resistance still treats captives in a certain way, he boasted. Some of the Hamas hostages have been returned in shockingly poor condition, including signs of starvation. President Donald Trump compared the condition of 3 Hamas hostages released in early February to Holocaust survivors. The next hostages scheduled to be released by Hamas, Shiri Bibas and her children Kafir and Ariel, will not receive gift bags from Hamas because they were killed in captivity. Ariel Bibas was 4 years old, while Kafir was 9 months old. The abduction of the sobbing woman and her 2 young children by Hamas gunmen on October 7, 2023, was caught on video.